January 25th, 2007. Tired of thin ice, Bush wants black ice. This is user Joe at 37 making a quasi-triumphant return to the unnews. Washington, D.C., United States. Responding to the complaints that he is on thin ice in Iraq and Afghanistan, George W. Bush, the presidency of the United States, has announced he wants black ice. Everyone knows that black's is harder, Mr. Bush said during the press conference, and ever since Colin Powell left me, we have no blacks to blame for this mess. Oh wait, there's Condi. Isn't she looking mighty fine today? The press conference followed reports that the U.S. military had appealed to scientists to develop artificial black ice for use in Afghanistan. The plastic-like substance, the brainchild of U.S. Defense Organized Research into Chemical Science, abbreviated as DORCS, would be used to force slip-ups from enemies. In a document published on the agency's website, officials point out that to get from point A to point B, one must have sufficient traction with the ground. Transportation experts could scarcely disagree. Also, the request for proposals suggests that such a system will provide unprecedented situational control and sustained operational tempo, including the ability to shape the terrain by constraining adversaries to specific areas, control ingress, egress to buildings, degrade the ability of our adversaries to shoot and chase us, and gain time for our warfighters to act rather than react. Transportation experts didn't know what to say, but looked confused. The polymer ice would be designed for hot, arid environments as found in Iraq and Afghanistan, it said. A spray-on reversal agent could be incorporated into boots and tires to prevent friendly forces sliding around. According to war historians, ice has been used in warfare since at least the time Napoleon tried to invade Russia. However, experts are divided about whether an invading army has ever managed to use it or if it has ever been used in a desert, or if the bunch of Americans in Afghanistan can be classified as a real army. In the escalating conflict in the U.S. Congress, Democrats have repeatedly accused Mr. Bush of being on thin ice in Iraq. That is rubbish, and just goes to show how little that Pelosi chick knows about the world. There ain't no skiing in Afghanistan. It is all sand, I know. I ask my dick. Once again, this is user Jobot37 with the Unnews. Have a nice day.